What's up, guys? TruckDriver101.com. As always, we are brought to you by TruckDriverBooks.com. Helps me out, helps the podcast. Check out TruckDriverBooks.com if you're looking to get into trucking. Let's talk about fake truck drivers. So, 111,000 stolen. Oh, my God. $111,000. The price of a truck stolen in beef using a sneaky trick. So we got this story from the Truckers Report. This story was written by Mr. O'Source in New Jersey, Samuel Batarreras. I'm probably saying your name wrong. I'm sorry, sir. But I get these stories from the Truckers Report. So, one unfortunate company has $111,000 stolen. Now, this is how it works. The guy comes in, claims to be from another company. Well, no. He claims to be like from Joe Blow Trucking. He literally, they have fake credentials. So they have fake, maybe even a fake DOT number, a fake, decal on the side of the truck. The guy comes in with a fake ID, fake license and everything. He then tells the company, hey, I'm here to pick up a load, blah, blah, blah. They actually, it sometimes can be a booked load that they book. They just don't plan to deliver the freight. They get loaded up. The guy drives off, never arrives at the place, steals the freight. It is the when they listed this, the amount, it just made me think of all the lack of fucking security trucking has. I mean, there is no security at 90% of the drop yards. There's no security when we pick up freight. I mean, you know, you show your ID, but getting a fake license is just a matter of having two pieces of ID. A motherfucker could be dead or somebody who doesn't even know that you have that license. People steal identities all the time. And it just made me realize, like, this is just beef. What about technology? Like, that would be the shit. Like, you imagine somebody stealing, like, a truckload of fucking printers or computers. And we have that shit happen. But the thing I like about this story, And this basically what happened. The guy walks in, has all fake credentials, but claims to be, you know, with a trucking company, drives off, takes the freight, unloads it, and goes sells it on the black market or whatever. Whatever the black market is. What is that supposed to mean? Well, you know, the black market. Why the market got to be black, motherfucker? Why the market got to be black? You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. Why has it got to be a black market? They can't have a purple market, a white market, a chicken, you know, a yellow market. Why it's got to be black market? Anyway, I ain't going to go into that. But it's just amazed me to read that story and just realize that's all that guy did was literally book a load and had no intention of delivering it. These companies, and again, part of this, they ain't saying it because they're like, this company's going to beat, they're going to kick up their security. But the thing about it is, no matter what they do for their security, it kind of doesn't matter because part of this is also greed. Because if they looked up this guy's credit, they should his company credit, they should have seen that there's no other freight booked here. You know what I mean? Like, they should have known that. That doesn't make any fucking sense. It's like, there's a million things that should have been red flags. I mean, his company should have no real history of pickups and deliveries. If you call the company to verify, if he used a fake company like a Warner, somebody called to verify his truck number or that they scheduled the load, you would have known they were fake. If you look at the company and its history, you probably, it's, at some point, it's got to stop, right? I mean, and you're supposed to check those things. You think they would. They'd be like, has this person delivered some freight somewhere else? Like, what if I had, like, every piece of freight I ever delivered, I fucking flipped over in fucking, in every, I had like, 9,000 accidents. You don't even look up that. Like, you don't, like, it should have been a verification process. They're like, they're going to beef up their security. Seems like you just need to give a shit. Because I think what happened in this is this guy came in with a low ball ass number, like 90 cent a mile or some shit. And they were like, woo, we're going to take that. And they jumped on that shit and got fucked. Like, and it's just like, And no one, of course, no one brings that up. No one brings up that part of this is, you know, because to me, how else would this person get this kind of situation to go off? How do you get a company to trust you when at the end of the day, if they just glance at your credentials, it falls apart in seconds? And the only thing I can think of is cheap fucking freight. You know, maybe you create some standards. Maybe you have a company you deal with. Maybe you do some dedicated. They talking about they're going to beef up security. Let's be honest. They're not going to beef up security. They're an opportunistic company, and this is what happens when all you care about is that low ball opportunity to fuck a driver for 90 cents a mile, right? Because you can't tell me that wasn't what this is. I'm sorry. I just don't believe it, right? Because at the end of the day, if this is a fake company with fake license, 5 seconds of looking at it should have realized that. You should come on. You don't have a background check. You don't check the credit of the fucking the guys. You don't check the insurance that covers the freight, because obviously there was no insurance on the freight because the shit wasn't real, right? You don't check the insurance covering your freight. Come on now. That, I mean, it seemed like there would be, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they don't do that, you know, which if you don't do that, then obviously you're a fucking idiot. Because like, what if I'm covered? What if the insurance that covers the freight is balls low? Like what? You know what I mean? Like I insured $500 worth of your freight, and it's like all flat screen TVs. Like, you don't check that? It just, because they were talking like, oh, we're gonna beef up our security. You know, it doesn't sound like you need to beef up your security. Sounds to me, and maybe from the assumptions I'm making, that you need to stop being so fucking cheap. You know. But anyway, I figured I'd share that story with you guys. But I just thought that was amazing. Can you imagine just picking up a load and driving off with like $100,000? And the funny part is, these guys have to have a serious network, because you got to get rid of that shit. You got to get rid of that beef. That's a serious network. Excuse me. But, and also, there's a possibility this is complete bullshit and the company's lying, because they could have just had a loss. And it just sounds like a lot better to say they had $110,000 worth of freight disappear than it is to say they lost $160,000 due to some, you know, due to either bad accounting, low sales or something. So who knows? But I thought the story was interesting, and throw my point of view out there. So truckdriver101.com. Talk to you gentlemen later, and ladies.